everybody, my name is Rune Eldred, and welcome to Nerdgasmic Goodfellas Presents The Drinking Corner. It has been a very long time since we've done a podcast episode, and I am joined here with the new founding two other core members of the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. Everybody give a good welcoming hand to Rosgriz the Boss Foss, and it's your boy Chris.
What up?
So for today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the future of kind of the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas in general, as well as where we are going with the Drinking Corner, the R&R podcast, and other group channel activities. Oh, you got that caramel popcorn? You just going to sit there and eat caramel popcorn in front of us and see everybody who's listening audibly is just not getting to see the full context of the beautiful vidcast version of watching Rozzy the Grizz the Bossy Fossy eat his caramel popcorn. But needless to say, we are also going to be doing Mr. Retro's podcast episode because he stole the win from It's Your Boy the last time we did an episode, which was what was the topic of that episode? Anybody remember? It's been like two months.
I'm trying to remember.
It was the game theory episode that I was the host of.
A long time ago.
Yeah, that literally, it was March 12th. It was March 12th when
Goodness
we did that.
Gracious.
That is exactly what I'm saying. But, either which way, we're doing Mr. Retro's episode here. He cannot join us right now because he is in the ER dealing with some personal health issues that we won't dive into outside of that. But we're going to do his episode without him so that way he can't win two consecutive episodes in a row. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and just switch on over to Clue. All right, everybody, we're back after the slight technical issues. Again, we are here playing Clue, the game that Mr. Retro wanted us all to play and fight each other in for his episode. So I thought it was fitting to talk about the changes that are going to be coming to the channel and rebooting everything as we do his episode without him. Because fuck you, John. Making us wait 2 months to play a game of Clue to see who is the true Sherlock of this home.
I love you,
kind
John.
3 months. Kind of really close to 3 months, guys.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's the 24th today.
And to think I pay per month to run this podcast and we haven't done an episode in forever.
Well, then we're probably
interesting. Look at Chris getting to go first. Favoritism. This is I am against it, okay? Unacceptable.
Who's this Chris you speak of? Name's Mustard.
Boy. Oh, sorry. It's your boy Mustard gets to go first.
Okay. Let's go here first. Let's see what's going on here.
So, back to the small talk portion. Rozzy the Grizz. Tell us how you've been, man. Since the 2 months, almost three, since the last episode.
I don't know how I've been. So much time has passed, I generally have no idea. At all.
That's honestly fairly fair. To think of everything that's happened in the last couple of months, to kind of summarize it in one small category. Give us just an abridged BS version of how you're doing.
I'm underpaid, overworked, and I'm about to go on a 2 month vacation.
All right. It's your boy Mustard. How have you been, buddy?
I'm over fucking worked, over underpaid, fucking just like him.
You're about to go on a two-month vacation, too?
Fuck that. Look at that. 2 month vacation. shit.
Two-month paid vacations. Vacation, mind you.
Oh, my. No, I wish. I would like to, though. I would really like to when Tinnacon gets back from his little vacation, I would really like to talk to John to see if I can get some time off so I can go up to Oregon and visit my family for a little bit. I only want to go up for like a week, though. I don't feel like I went up there for like all that long. But that would be really fun. I would really enjoy that. It's been a while since I've been up there. I haven't been to Oregon in like almost 3 years.
I know for me, I was wanting to use my vacation time to go camping with John, because me and him have not recently, but previously talked about doing that.
Hey, knock it off.
But I don't mean to be mean when I say it this way, but I just really doubt that that's going to happen.
Well, maybe just talk to him, you know what I mean? Just figure stuff out.
Yeah, but I also think part of just pretty much all the stuff that Retro's going through, on top of everything else, I don't think he's going to be doing a camping trip. And if he does,
yeah, but
do
with
a
all
camping,
the stuff that he is going through, you know, it might be a very much needed camping trip.
True. I guess I'll have to talk to him whenever he finally decides to respond to messages.
He is bad with responding to messages. My stuffy quarters. This is my place.
Don't tempt me. I actually have a pipe that I use for... How dare you suggest it be me?
Hey, listen.
I guess white isn't always right.
Oh. Oh my.
Oh my.
Why are you being so disruptive back there, Whiskey? Now, you are being really disruptive.
They want your attention.
Hey,
here
we go. There we go. Where we gotta go? Where we gotta go? Okay. Let's go here.
So, to fill my part of the small talk, I'm good. I am overworked, underpaid, and hungry. But nothing's new there. So let's, I guess, jump into the thick of it all. As I mentioned at the start of the podcast episode, myself, Rune Aldred, Rosgris, the Boss Foss, and It's Your Boy are now what I am declaring to be the three mainstay people in the Nerdgasmic Goodfellas. Because there's always a trinity of us ever since season one of the podcast and when we first started this. It started off as me, Rosgris, and Otto Otter. Me, Rosgris, and Whiskey and Bry. Then it was me, Rosgris, and Mr. Retro. So now it's me, Rosgris, and It's Your Boy. So, Chris, congratulations, Chris, for being the next honorary third member.
God, I feel like it feels like work giving me the supervisor position, man. Very
wow.
Desperate, and you know. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna put my 2 weeks in. No,
hey,
I'm
Chris.
Good. You know, a week
Chris,
later.
You have to click on what card you're showing me.
Oh, my bad, brother.
But with that being said, as we move forward with the Drinking Corner podcast and stuff, it's gonna be pretty much a versus game between me, Rosgris, and It's Your Boy, as we compete to see who wins season 3. Because we are, what, this is the 5th month, so we're almost halfway through the year, yeah?
About to hit the 6th one in about 6 days.
So we are almost halfway through the year, and we are only on episode 7 of the podcast. Which originally we're supposed to do one every week to every other week, depending on a grace period, so we are once again extremely far behind on what I was looking at as a schedule. But that is kind of natural when we're not really all that well, kind of, I don't want to say planned out or thought out, but it's just we lack certain criteria for it all.
Well, I feel like right now this is a good podcast, you know, more than any, man. We gotta, you know, gotta figure shit out, you know?
Exactly. With outside of the Drinking Corner podcast as well, too, though, we are also the three staple characters for our Let's Plays. For instance, Fallout 76 and the Outlast Trials are both playlists that are coming to the channel. As we slowly start uploading those, it's just the three of us with some special guests with like Max Mayhem. And then I think John was in the third or second episode of Outlast, but that was like the only episode. So we're working on those together. We're working on podcast episodes together. So that was kind of some of the things that we were talking about coming to the channel.
How dare you, Rune?
How dare I ruin what? I wasn't the one that chose the cards.
I know.
Ah, shit.
Okay, so you might have either me, the dagger, or the kitchen.
I know how you really love that kitchen.
Yes, I do. So the next thing I wanted to bring up that we could discuss and talk about here is the Let's Play section for Nerdiasmic Goodfellas. I know Chris and I were very adamant and happy to be doing Fallout 76, which I'm very excited that you're joining us in those episodes now. What are other games you guys would like to bring to the channel, whether it's like a solo content stuff or things to do with the rest of the group?
There was a few. I think it would have been would be really fun to maybe not. If you wanted to, we could start doing like a Battlefront 2 series, but I feel like that would be a little bit more for live streaming more than anything.
Well, yeah, just no, because... I do mean this in regards of either recording or live streaming, because I know to fill in a little bit of the gaps, on Mondays and Tuesdays, ex-Saint Assassin and I are going to be doing Dead by Daylight for the group channel, which we're going to be doing in pure live stream format.
Not to move this along, but to move this along, who hasn't hit the continue button?
I think it's Chris.
No, Tim. Yeah, it was me.
It was like, I think it's Chris. If David's asking and I'm answering, it was obviously Chris.
So, I know me and you, Rune, we had started doing a Dead Rising playthrough. Jeez. And, not Dead Rising, Dead Island. We were doing a Dead Island playthrough, right?
Yes, we are doing Dead Island 1.
We need to get on that, but also, you know, I understand that we have a ton of stuff to do. But secondly, I want to play Dead Island 2 with you. And yes. Chris, if you would be more than happy to join us, I'd be...
Well, I mean, if Tim asked me, you know, I would probably say no, but you're asking me, so yeah, of course, I got you, brother.
Damn.
Indeed.
Ooh.
But yeah,
anybody have any guesses yet?
Okay,
I know who it is.
Since the viewers can see my screen, I'm going to circle and do my prediction right now. So I think that is the weapon. I think I know the weapon. Everything else, I don't have like a slight clue yet.
Ah, he said it. He said it. Ah, he said it. He said it, guys. Sorry.
No, that was beautiful. Since David likes the kitchen, I'll go to the dining room.
What makes you think I like the kitchen?
I like the kitchen.
I like kitchens.
Not only I like kitchen. Do I like the kitchen, I think it's the kitchen.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, dude. 1,000%, dude.
All right, I'm super suggesting on this one, too. Dude, if I get all... Oh, I was about to say, if I get all X's straight across, would you guys be mad?
Like, I mean, kind of, but you'd be more impressed with it for how kind of still early the game is.
Right. Ooh.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to stir away from the game, but I would really, really love to do a couch co-op of Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga. I've been saving that to do for the channel.
I have it too, and I think it would be great for the group channel, mainly because on my own personal, I was running through it with my brother Brian, and I don't want to take that playlist away from him there. And I love the Lego. I love Lego Star Wars. It was the Skywalker Saga that they released was perfect, in my opinion.
I played a little bit of it when it first came out. Man, I was very impressed with it.
Where Brian and I ended off at, we are almost done with the second trilogy and about to go into the final trilogy.
Sheesh, there you go.
And like me and him had a whole setup too when we recorded it, because I have a Star Wars like light that says Star Wars that we put in like the middle of the table. So like if, for instance, me and you decide to do the couch co-op, because I want to bring couch co-op games to the group channel. Like I wanted to do a Way Out. It Takes Two, the Dark
It Takes
Pictures.
Two is so fun.
I want to do the Dark Pictures anthology. And then me and you today have also been talking about doing the Quarry, because me and you are playing the Quarry just for fun.
Yeah, but I think that if we restarted it and did it on the channel, knowing a little bit more, I mean, I think it was a little bit of a missed opportunity there, but, you know, I think it was fun just to do something with each other, you know?
I think
other
it would
than
be fun
just aggressive butt-fucking.
Jesus.
Alrighty then.
Okay. My God.
Whoa, what are we... Hey, listen. Hey, it's 2024. We don't discriminate, right?
Chris, press the button.
Guess we do discriminate. I'm sorry. I get talking. Oh,
okay. All right.
Oh shit.
Okay.
I think I know all three.
No.
I think I know all three as well.
You don't know all three.
I think I know all three.
I think I know all three.
I don't think you guys do, so I'm actually not going to do my final accusation.
Damn it.
Oh, I am.
Chris, I'll be so proud of you if you win this one, but fuck you if you do.
It's my time to shut... Oh, my God. Okay, let's see. Let's see what you got, David.
Let's see. Let's see if David's going to be the winner of this podcast episode. But I think it would be good if we did Quarry in like a month to 2 months after me and you beat it. So that way it's not as fresh in our head.
Yeah, that's what I that is.
Damn it.
Oh, my.
That was going to be my guess, too. That was going to be my guess.
Oh. No. No.
It's wrong.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. I know which card you got wrong.
Yeah? Text it to me.
I almost texted Aaron it.
I can't stay. Can I not stay in the kitchen?
Nope.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
But you can make your final accusation the kitchen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, whatever. Okay.
I mean, you can, I was going to say, you can use the card. Once you roll before you move, you can use the card where you won't be able to move to any room, and you can go back to the kitchen if that's what you were wanting.
Yeah, but it's also good to make your accusation elsewhere as well. So if Chris
let's be honest.
Whoa, we know.
Whoa,
okay, that just kind of took me into a little bit of a halt. Okay, give me 1 second. What the fuck, dude? Fuck it. Oh, I got it.
You got
fuck
it,
you, Chris. Fuck you, Chris.
I got this shit, bro.
No, you can't. You can't have it.
Okay.
Who do you think it was?
You'll see. Fuck, man. Please don't bite me in my ass. No! Oh. No! No!
Bitch in the ass, didn't it?
It did. It did. And it stings like a motherfucker, man.
So, okay, since I'm the only one in, I'm not immediately going to claim the victory, because the fact that Chris just guessed what I thought was the actual answer and got it wrong, if one of the AIs wins, we have to do another round.
I am completely okay with that.
But if I win, we win, and this shit gets shut down now, because I'm not going to
lose. The thing that pisses me off is that was going to be my guess, too.
Well, no, my guess was going to be something completely different before that. But then someone showed me a fucking card. That was the weapon that I got wrong. So I went back and I was looking at my notes, and there was, I had a, like three possibilities of what the weapon could be. So I just chose my second one, and that, yeah, fuck, man.
Don't forget to hit the button. We're still playing.
Yeah, no, it was me that didn't hit the button. I'm trying to think, because Chris is talking about the weapon.
Chris,
so now I don't think it's in the kitchen. So is it the rope? Is it the rope or wrench? Fuck.
This game stresses me out, man.
Somebody has the fucking kitchen card, or somebody has the gosh darn. No, okay.
Or,
so I think it is in the kitchen.
Or, Tim, or we actually got the person wrong and you just don't even realize it yet.
No, I know for a fact that I am the suspect. I know for a fact I am the murderer.
Yes, you are the murderer. We just got to figure out what you did it with.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it is the what, not the where.
What makes you think that?
Because Chris just gave it away.
Oh, God damn it. No, fuck you. You were really fucking... David, he pulled one of those quick ones on me.
You gotta be careful. He's a sneaky motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. God, that bald motherfucker. He slicked his way into staying the night last night, man. Let me tell you, this guy knows what he's doing.
Mustard don't have the wrench. Mustard either has the scarlet card, but he also doesn't have study. So the card you just showed them was scarlet.
Hey, how about you just shut the fuck up and mind your business, Tim?
Listen here, motherfucker. I am Sherlock Holming this, okay? I am going to go full RDJ on this shit. Do a mental breakdown in slow motion as I evaluate every single last one of my moves, right? Fucking now. See, I'm going to go to the ballroom as the location, even though I don't believe the location is the actual ballroom. I do believe that the location is the kitchen. But to pull all suspicion away, I will choose the plum card. The weapon. Weapon is either wrench or rope. I will pull.
I'm rooting for Tim. I don't know why, but I am.
I'm rooting against him. I want another shot at this.
Yeah, me too, but I mean, fuck.
Fuck you, David. What card did you have, mate? What card did you fucking have? Oh my god, please don't be
Stumped
kitchen.
It in its tracks.
Please don't be kitchen. Please don't be kitchen. Please don't be kitchen. Please be rope.
A fucking oh, it's deer kitchen. Caught in headlights right now.
It's ballroom. You cocksucking son of a bitch. I should have looked at
Make
my fucking notes.
Go final. AI's got
Fine.
It.
Fine. Mainly because I don't believe I'll make a whole other cycle. Okay. I need to think this through, guys. Is it the rope or the wrench?
What if it's neither?
I will shit myself on camera if it's neither.
Well, get ready to shit yourself on camera, Tim.
Honestly, if I was you, I'd pick fucking...
This motherfucker! This motherfucker!
Yes! Holy shit, dude. Okay, right. Listen.
I'm going back
from
to
the power that I have, from the power that I have of this channel, all right? Because I'm the, you know, I'm the supervisor. You know what I mean? I'm fucking the
one
finest
game,
restaurant.
Tim.
We gotta do one more. That was a warm up. Come on, man.
One more game.
One more game.
One more game.
Yep.
One more game.
All right. Well, okay. We'll put it this way. I won. This podcast episode. So,
actually,
what?
I have a stipulation.
You have a
Since
stipulation.
We are changing up things, we get rid of there being winners, so that way it's not like we're having to... Yeah, hang on. We're getting rid of winners. Sure, yeah, you won the game. But we're getting rid of winners, so that way we're not being stuck waiting for somebody to be able to be available for a podcast.
But it's just us three.
It's not always just us three, though.
Yes, but moving forward, we're the Trinity. If people want to join in on
I have,
episode,
how about this? I have a proposition, okay? How about this? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we'll fucking mix things up a little bit, okay? Okay, if me, how about this, okay? If me and David don't fucking win this next game and we fucking poop out, even if you lose, you win.
Hmm.
So like even if you do like if we all fucking lose and the AI wins, then that's your game. But if me and David somehow pop up, then you know.
So you're wanting to make this a 1v2.
No.
Okay, hold
it's
on.
Not a
1v2. How about this? I will agree to one more game on the stipulation that if either of you two beat me. So here's how it'll play. If either David or Chris wins, you both host the next episode. But if myself...
Oh, hang on. That's not what's being offered.
No. Hold on. This is my stipulation as a winner of first game. If you or Chris wins, you and Chris have to put together the next episode. If I win or the AI wins... If I win, I host next episode. If AI wins, there is no host moving forward, and they're just discussion topics for the rest of the season. No,
you know what?
No hosting.
I'm okay with that. That doesn't sound too bad.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Virtual handshake.
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Virtual handshakes.
You don't see me, but I am shaking below you guys.
All right, let me jump back into a flu. Because I also find it interesting to have our very first ever double host episode if one of you two win. The passcode is 28385. 28385. I was like, we got Tech 9 in the game over here.
It's DMX, bro. What you talking about? Well, it kind of does look more like Tech 9, though.
Here, I'll let David choose his character before I set in the AI. So he has a full list of people to choose from. On. All right, and time for me to jump in and announce this since this part was being cut out. So, hello everybody. Welcome back from another technical difficulties as we discuss the new stipulation. We're gonna go in for one more round of Clue.
My ass.
Okay, we were making a behind the scenes handshake deal, okay? And what the stipulation is since I won the first game, we are gonna do a second game. If I win this second game, I'll be host of the next episode. If David or Chris wins this episode, they co-host with each other the next episode. If the AI wins moving forward, we will no longer have dedicated hosts for the rest of this season. Which means I get to go first.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but it kicked me from the game.
Did it really?
Yeah, it said that I had Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi. I just didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't know if you guys had the same problem. It, kicked me from the game.
No issues.
Let me reset it. We're going to fade to black real quick as we deal with another technical difficulty. So hold on one sec. I honestly really like this idea. Passcode is 47226.
47226. It's so funny because doing a lot of orders over the phone and doing card numbers and stuff like that helps me kind of, because I'm so used to people being 4567 89, you know, and I'm just like, oh, whoa. I'm fucking track back a little bit.
I hate it when they read numbers so freaking fast over our crappy phones at work.
Yeah, because I like it when they're 4, 5, 6, 8.
I like it when they do it in either 3 or 4. No. 3 or 4.
Yeah, but
good, but
there
when
are
4, 7, 2, 2, 6, 5, 4, and I'm just sitting there like,
I don't mind if they do it. If they do it at a decent pace, you know what I mean? Because I'm used to listening to numbers just coming at me like a fucking fastball, but.
Absolutely when people hate are like, it when you ask for expiration date on a card and they give you the actual name of the month instead of the number.
Oh, bro, I'm like, no, what's the fucking number? I'm dumb. You gotta tell me the number.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back from the fade to black. As I was saying beforehand, we're intrigued with the deal we got going on right now. If it's your boy or Rosgriz wins, they get to both host the next episode, which I find personally intriguing. If AI wins, we no longer do with hosts for the rest of the season of the podcast. And if I win, I just host the next episode. As rightful winner, you know, just saying, as rightful winner. And I am going to be as cocky as a motherfucker, because Chris, can you inform David on how often I lose at Clue?
Shut the fuck up, dude. Gee, my God.
It's not going to go well for you guys. I'm going to pull out my full Sherlock right now. Pre-game assumption. Since I am claiming to be Sherlock, I'm going to go with my arch nemesis, Moriarty, with the dagger in the hall. That is my pre-game assumption. What is your guys' pre-game assumption? Since there's nothing on the board yet.
David, your mom, and in the dirty bathroom at the crack house.
Rosgriz, any suggestions? Possibly something that would actually win.
I think it's you with the dagger in the ballroom.
Okay. I would have been concerned if you had that
already.
I would have been.
I mean, that's what I was suggesting.
So concerned.
But that would have been hilarious if I got that.
That would have been dope.
I would have personally just given you the biggest, standing ovation, hand clap the world has ever seen.
I would have clapped with no hands if you feel what I'm saying.
I love it. Orchard either has that. Orchard either has that. All right. Since we're still continuing this podcast episode, let's talk about more podcast-esque things. Chris, you mentioned Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga. David, you mentioned Dead Island 2. Anything else that you guys had in mind?
Well,
do you guys want to
for
join?
My... Oh, sorry. What were you going to say, Tim?
Real quick sidebar note. Do either of you guys want to join Saint and I in Dead by Daylight? Since Dead by Daylight has a lot coming out here soon, they just brought in the D&D crossover, so Vecna is the main killer, and we have like I think it's an elf that is the new survivor, which marks the first like non-human survivor for the game.
Yeah, well, no, 1000%. I would love to play Dead by Daylight. It's one of my favorite games.
All right, cool. So I'll have you penciled in for Mondays. And Mondays are your traditional day off too, right, Chris?
Yes, that's... They kind of change around. Like, they've changed Tuesdays, because I used to have Mondays and Tuesdays off, but now I have Mondays and Wednesdays off. But Monday's always, like, a pretty... set in stone day that I have off. So
Roz, Grizz, do you also want to join us in Dead by Daylight, or are you good on that one? Because I know
I'm
you've
good on
played
that one.
I was gonna say, I know you've played Dead by Daylight with me before, with me and Saint, but I don't really know your standpoint on the game.
It's an interesting game. I just don't personally care for it.
And since we're on the topic of Dead by Daylight, did you guys hear about the new game mode coming to Dead by Daylight? Where it's no longer going to be...
You said something about it.
So instead of one killer, four survivors, they're going to be doubling it up with two killers, eight survivors. But the survivors, I think they're talking about how the survivors could fight back.
The survivors fighting back. That's cool. How do you think that's going to work out?
I think it'd be intriguing.
How do you think they're going to approach that, like, for the survivors? You think it's just going to be like Ash from fucking Evil Dead, or do you think it's just kind of be like...
Well, I mean, Ash from Evil Dead is already a survivor in Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, which
but
is really
think,
fucking cool.
I think you'll be kind of I think it'll be defensive items. Like, we're not going to be able to go and like straight on attack the killer, kind of like Friday the 13th, where it's like you get a baseball bat that you can use to kind of stun the killer to give you a chance to either run or save people. Let me go with the hall, since the hall was my pre-game prediction. You know what, screw it, I'm gonna make my entire prediction right now.
Holy shit, already?
I should have did a super suggest on this one. Oh, all right, that's good, that's good. And then, are you guys familiar with Supermassive's Dead by Daylight game that they're making? The people who made Quarry?
Isn't it supposed to be more
so it's
revolved
gonna,
around the actual lore of the game and not just Dead by Daylight?
So it's going to be a story about one of the... It's going to be a story that takes place in the world of Dead by Daylight with a new killer that the game that Supermassive Studios is making. So it's going to be their own story in the world of Dead by Daylight, but it's the casting of Frank Stone. And it looks really good, and it's going to play exactly like The Quarry, it looks like. So it's going to be... I'm really excited for it. They put out a new trailer which teased, like, the Huntress, the Trapper, and, like, other killers from the game. And it was cool seeing, like, the actual entity being in the game, not just, like, kind of a thing that's there like it is in Dead by Daylight. Because in Dead by Daylight, the entity, which is the main bad guy of the game, is just an omnipotent presence that you could only see when you're dying. But it looks like in the supermassive games, it's like a thing that's actively stalking you and pulling you into the world.
Aw. Oh my fucking god. I feel so stupid right now.
Why do you feel so stupid?
I fucking did some dumb shit. Not from the game, but...
Oh, you did some real life dumb shit.
Button? Oh, there we go.
Yes, David.
Sorry, I'm gonna give you guys shit for that every single time, but...
Oh, no, you're good. I'm really bad with that. If you guys notice it, then say something.
But yeah, I'm excited for some Dead by Daylight content and to do stuff with Saint. Because I've always really loved the game. I played it way, way, way back when it was PC only. So I'm excited to do more of it. It's a game I wish I played more.
I would like to play some fucking Gang Beast on the channel. I think that would be really fun.
Gang Beast is really fucking fun.
I love that game. It's just goofy. I love those kinds of games, you know, where you just hop on and just fuck around.
Not specifically group channel related, but like personal channel related, I would like to do more challenge games against you guys. So for like, with instance, Chris and I play a shit ton of UFC in our free time against each other.
That would be fun.
And
that
I am
would be so fun.
I am starting to get to the point where I think I am confident enough to record fights against you as like the part of my Challenge Me series, to which I won't feel like a total bum getting my ass kicked, like best 2 out of 3. You know what I mean? This guy right here has so many cards. My whole call sheet's just full of question marks. I should probably start using my clues. So, because I already have like my next theme for if I win this game, the next podcast episode, I already have in mind. If you guys if you guys were to solely win, would you have an episode in mind or in tow that you would propose?
Oh, no, that's probably something that me and David would have to talk about, but...
Well, I mean, not like together, but if you were to be the host by yourself, did you already have ideas of what you would like to talk about or do?
Yeah, I would love to say yeah, but it's just no.
What were you gonna say, David?
I don't remember.
Okay. Do you guys have anything figured out already or any like hypotheses yet?
I have your fucking mom figured out. No, shut up.
Damn.
I have a few ideas, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we could say the same thing. Maybe. I don't know. I don't really have anything fucking figured out. I'm fucking lost right now.
I'm going all in with this. All right, so far I am 0-2 on my preemptive guessing. I do think I may have the killer, though. So let's see. My next prediction is for that. And I think the next area. Bro, I'm gonna laugh that the cards are exactly the fucking same as the last game.
Sorry, I was talking to my dad real quick. What'd you say?
I said I'm gonna laugh that the cards are exactly the same as the last game. But to answer your question, the topic that I'm gonna bring in is the one I was going to do back in season two, but we ended up not filming another episode for like forever, so we ended up just not doing the episode.
Man, I have such a problem with trying to put down my own X's and check marks, because sometimes I feel like I do it, but then it leads me in the wrong direction. Because I'm not, I go too quick for it, if you kind of get what I mean.
I get exactly what you mean, because even for me, I'm sitting here looking at my call sheet. I think I have the new killer, but my original prediction is still on the table. I don't know. Maybe I just need to not fuck with my notes.
Maybe I just need to stop fucking with them.
And let it autofill itself out.
Yeah, maybe. You know. Maybe. But maybe not.
But as I was saying, I think I want to do the video game adaptation as my next topic if I do win. Because with the recent like releases of so many good video game adaptations, like The Last of Us, Fallout, and then movie wise and other TV shows like The Witcher, even though it's more based off the books, I think it'd be an interesting topic that matches my brand of nerdery.
Yeah. But one thing that I wanted to say earlier is I feel like a really cool thing for me to debut for just my own videos on the channel is playing through Dead Space, because I've been really wanting to play through that, the remake that they did.
Yeah, I'm not laughing because the idea, I'm laughing because on the group channel, Brian Whiskey and Bri is doing the original Dead Space game as well. He's almost finished the first game in that. But I like when I was on your Xbox this morning, because as we mentioned beforehand, I stayed the night at your place the other night.
Yeah, you did.
Oh yeah. Ba-ba-ba-bang. But I was going through your games on your Xbox, just seeing what you had downloaded, and I saw that you have the remaster of the remake of Dead Space. So was that the version you're talking about doing, or were you talking about going through like the OG Dead Spaces?
Oh no, that one. Yeah, that's the one that I want to play, the one that you saw.
All right. I like the idea of that. Have you played it yet at all?
No, not a fucking lick of it. I've been waiting to play it.
It's beautiful. Orchard. Do I have anything for Orchard? Okay, so I know it's not that. So she definitely had that card. I prefer this game over the first one because I am very clueless as to what the options could be. Also, David, are you there? Because you are just absolutely quiet.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm muted by accident.
That's funny, because I was looking at him real quick, and he was, like, doing stuff, and I just didn't hear nothing.
Oh my god, you're making an accusation, David?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
The motherfucker knows what's going on.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm so sorry, David. Does he win? David hasn't said anything, so it makes me think he has.
No. No, I got it wrong.
Okay. The only thing I want to know on that, did you get one card wrong or two?
Not telling you.
Ah, damn it. All right, Chris, your and David's victory lies solely on your hands.
Okay.
Does it make you nervous?
No.
But you may have that one. That one. Oh. I already had it marked for that one. Any other ideas of that you could think of, David, outside of Dead Island 2?
Oh, content warning.
Content
Andy
warning?
Suggested it. Yeah, content warning. It, if you're wanting to see it, some gameplay of it, go to Markiplier's channel or Bob's channel.
All right. I will definitely have to check that out.
Yeah.
I'll check that out tonight. Send me a text message of the name of it so that way I don't forget it when I go to sleep tonight. Because I typically watch YouTube. I've been trying to watch more YouTube when I'm going to sleep and get introduced to new things. So, like, for instance, I can't pull it up right now. I have a new YouTuber that I started watching because they commented on one of my videos. And I was, like, sitting there watching their content. And then another person who liked a bunch of my shit on Reddit that I started watching their content too. What was the other thing? Oh, David, this question is like specifically oriented towards you.
Yes.
With Mr. Retro having a lot of things going on right now that, again, we're not going to be diving into, R&R Podcast, since it was Runin Retro, I want to know if you want to take over as the other co-host, since, you know, you are Rosgrizz the Boss Foss. It's not anything competitive like how Drinking Corner is, where we have, like, all these kind of going off against each other stuff, but it is, just having talks and kind of just randomly chatting about random topics. But to keep with the R&R part of it, would you mind being co-host either until things fix up with Retro or for the now future of whatever R&R will be?
Yeah, we can, man.
So, Chris, you left game.
No, are you fucking kidding me? I was God damn it! Oh, I was just gonna ask. I was just gonna fucking ask. Did you need to, like, continue? But
were you not paying attention?
I fucking guess so. Though I've been on this shit like a fucking hawk on shit.
I'll make it this way: if the AI wins, you guys win. Or you could decide whether or not you won or the AI won. If I fail. Fuck. Where do I want to go? Do I want to go somewhere I haven't gone before or somewhere I want to get taken off the board? Do I still have Super Suggest? I do not.
So, are you going to make your final accusation?
I might do it on my next one. I know who the suspect is, but I still have no clue as to the weapon or the location.
Chris, did you have an idea who it might have been? Or what the three are?
I don't even know if he's here right now.
Oh, my bad. I was muted. But yeah, I had an idea. I had a fucking idea. God damn it. Fuck you. I would have won. I would have won.
Fuck you, David.
Me and David would have won.
You know, there was a delay there, so I was like, what do you mean, fuck you, David? What did I do? Yeah, I got one of those cards. Or maybe I have two of them. Maybe it was all a red herring, and I actually have all three. I don't know. You tell me.
How about this, Chris? If your AI wins, you guys still won.
I don't know if the AI would have his information or not.
I was just going to say that. I mean, I hope it works like that, but I don't think... Would the AI still have my shit down?
I would assume so.
It like makes sense, but I mean, if I left all of a sudden, then I feel like they would just have to work off of what... For what has been done already, if you kind of get what I mean. Like... It would just kind of go off by what the other AI know. Not all of them, but, like, the key points.
You know, Tim,
as
since
I said
both of us are out of the game
hand,
now, you can tell us what card you are showing them now.
I had mustard green and lead pipe. Okay, so here is my prediction on what I think it is. I do think that the location is... Oh, no, wait. It just got taken away from me. Shit, things changed. Hold on. It's not Moriarty, because I have the thing already. Cross those out. Rope. Maybe one of those to have that dining room. Fuck, dude. I have no clue on what the location might be, and that kind of scares me because I want to say I think it's the ballroom, but I at the same time I have nothing on lounge and only I have nothing on lounge, dining room, and the study.
Well, you already said that you're going to make your guess.
I know. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuckity McFuckersons of McFucking Town.
What weapon do you think it is?
See, my original, like, very first ever original choice was the revolver. But I've seen nothing on revolver. So now I think it might be Candlestick. Because I am pretty sure Orchard has the rope and Orchard has ballroom. So I'm going to move to dining room. And I am going to get the dining room just out of the way. I know it's plum. But at the same time, David might have the fucking candlestick. Okay, I'm gonna go revolver. Ah, oh, you whore. You fucking whore. Dining room. Great.
Make your guess. Can you imagine walking up to a dinner party and going, I think it was me? Because you keep saying you think it's Plum.
I killed that man. I know for
I'm pretty sure I killed that man.
Let's see. Chris is mustard. Candlestick never rung off of him, but David has the question mark on it. I don't have David for any. Oh, no, wait. David had the wrench.
Just because I have one weapon doesn't mean I don't have two.
Fuck you. Okay? Oh, God. I want to go one more round. I really do.
One more round, like one more game, or one more round as in you want to retract your final?
I want to retract my final accusation.
You already said you're going to do it. Plus, I don't think you can back out anyway.
I can back out.
Okay. Oh.
Well, I think that is just a admitting defeat.
That is not admitting defeat.
You went back on your word.
All right?
You said you were going to make your final accusation.
I am here to win, okay? I want that ending victory. Fuck.
What do you think, Chris?
Listen, in MMA, if you fucking lose, then you can't be fucking backtrack your steps, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
I didn't lose, though. I didn't fucking lose.
Yeah, but he stunned you. They stunned you.
They stunned me, but I'm still in the game. Okay.
You fell on your ass real quick.
Here's what I'll do. My accusation is Plum. No, I'm not going to do that. Fuck you guys. I don't owe you anything.
Sit, do it. Lock it in.
Don't be a pussy.
Fuck you, because I am not changing the formula if the AI wins. I am not letting AI win.
Lock it in. You were about to say who you thought it was, what you thought it was, and where you thought it was.
All the games before, you were so confident. Tim, listen to me. If fucking, let's say, you know, John fucking Cena, you know what I mean, came in here.
I wouldn't be able to see
him. Or, you know, like Aleister Overeem, you know. Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But, like, let's say, like, a famous MMA fighter like Aleister Overeem came in, you know what I mean?
Who?
And he's like, this is my fucking path for victory, you know what I mean? I'm going to go in there, I'm going to knock this motherfucker out. You think that, like, halfway through the fight, he's going to be like, no, I don't want to do that no more? Yeah, probably he will, but he's still going to go for his fucking main one. You got to go for it, man. Risk it. Hey, yo, David, say it with me. Risk it for the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuit, bro.
So, Tim.
Risk it for the biscuit.
What card did I just play?
I know. It was either revolver or study. Dude, I legitimately have no idea what two of the things could be still.
Well, if it means anything, you know, I don't blame you. I would probably do the same thing if I didn't know what two of the fucking things were.
Like,
but
it's not like I don't know.
You know,
what
don't
one
be a
thing.
Hey, you know, look at me, Tim. Look at me. Okay, I know you can't look at me.
I'm looking
just
at
look
your
at
dark
me.
Screen right now.
It's amazing. He's fucking cool. Okay, he's my homie. But come on, man. Listen, this is all for the fucking tokens, man. It's for everything. everything that you've been fighting for your whole life since you were born, you know what I mean? All the heartbreaks, all the restless nights of squirting out your asshole and shit like that. This is that it was for this right here, Tim.
Okay, this guys, is the I'm making my final accusation.
Got him, David. Told you I could. I can't see the screen, but you know, I'm imagining it.
I think it's Plum with the candlestick in the lounge.
And yeah, and nobody put any of the cards up.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. I just got an achievement. This time there would be no witnesses. Well. For the first time in this entire podcast, I could just see David, and the first thing I get to when I click back into the Zoom call is just David sitting there.
Yeah, I was about to say, you gotta put your hand over your mouth real quick, yeah. And, like, stroke your beard. Like you stroke your ego.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you so much, you guys, for being in this podcast episode with me. And thank you for finally getting Mr. Retro's episode out of the way. I'm Clue Champion. I am going to talk to Retro because I do have, like, the want to buy the other maps. Because, like, John and I talked and we wanted to do all the maps over a span of time just to see the different varieties and boards. Because only you and Retro have the pack. Because you guys bought the deluxe edition, right, David?
Yeah, I ended up with the deluxe edition.
I want those maps.
Chris and I have to still get that. But big thank you to me for being the winner of Bear. My episode will be good to go next week. David, I want to talk to you later on tonight about R&R and maybe doing it tomorrow. Because we do have a good topic coming up. Just fully voids himself out. The Xbox Game Showcase is coming up relatively soon. And I think it would be a fun thing to talk about on R&R, just as a casual discussion of what we're going to maybe see. Chris, if you'd like to be there for that and talk about games you'd like to see, that's open for discussion too. I don't know if you close tomorrow or not, but yeah, that's what I want to do tomorrow. But thank you everybody for listening to this podcast. I know it was just pretty much a lot of rambling and us shit talking each other and Clue, but I highly recommend you guys check out the vidcast version on the Nerdgasm and Goodfellas YouTube channel. There will be a link down in the description below, which you can find in any of your podcast listening like apps like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all that other good stuff, as well as links down in the YouTube channel below for all of our social medias, everything like that. We do have a GoFundMe set up right now for the Boss Foss to get equipment to help with editing and do some of his own projects as well. I am Action News Now. New tonight. I dropped up through the front door of the entrance of the Duke College Cowboy Center on Friday. Damn! People, where are people
getting
there?
Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. You're reading an outro. GoFundMe.
You distracted me with a very valid distraction.
Hey, no, fuck what have happened to those little kids, man. My GoFundMe is on www.gofundme.com and it is incredibly awesome.
But yeah, highly recommend people check that out. Come and support us. I know across both the Rune Eldred YouTube channel and Nerdgasmic Goodfellas, I did make it a kind of a staple statement that we would never really ask for donations, and I don't have it set up through Twitch and crap like that, but this is for a actual good reason, so that way we could get more content out. It's kind of like the double-edged sword. If we want to make better content, we need the equipment. Equipment doesn't come cheap. So this is about the only time this is about the only time we ever will ask for support and help. But yeah, go check it out.
That meme of what's the presidential candidate's name? I am once again asking for your contribution.
I know what you're talking about, and I can see it in my head, but I don't know the name of it. Either which way, we thank you guys so much for watching and or listening. We will see you next week as we have a discussion, and I'm going to be vague, where the topic is video game adaptations, but I won't dive into that. Remember, click the links down below in the description to be taken to all of our crap. We will see / speak to you in the next episode. Toodaloo, everybody.
Bye. Everybody. Bye.